basketball fans. What's going on? It's Campbell Ray back at you with episode number 5 of the Campbell Report podcast. Thanks to all out there who are listening. I really appreciate that you're taking the time out to lend an ear. This episode will focus primarily on our national team program, specifically the junior men's national team and our senior women. But to start it off, I want to say a big shout to our junior men's national team for bringing home a bronze at the FIBA Americas U18 Championships. That wasn't quite the easiest bronze to get, but I want to focus on a couple of things with regards to that team this time around. As we all would have expected, first off, we would have expected a medal, of course, and the team had just missed facing the U.S. for a chance at the gold. We all know that the U.S. team seems to be the powerhouse in the Americas, and they seem like they might be for quite a while to come. But I think Canada is on the up and coming, and I say that not in that sense of we have talent and we're going to be there, but that we have talent and we are now beginning to play on the same level field with the rest of the Americas. I guess odd as it is to say, that's a very, very big step for our national team program. I don't know. I guess maybe a little time ago, medals like the bronze would have been a pleasant surprise. And I guess now the expectations have been raised a bit. And a medal in an event like this seems to be almost expected at this point. But with good reason, we do have talent on the team. And I think the three in my mind that have stuck out for this particular tournament are, of course, Phenom Andrew Wiggins, import Trey Lyles, and Xavier Rathen-Mays. All three seem to have been the cornerstones of the effort in Brazil. Team did go 4-1. The only loss coming to Brazil, actually, in the deciding game as to who gets to play the U.S. for the gold. To be honest, the team was competitive in all the games that were close. That's not something that we could say of our teams in the past. All the players seem to have played great. Injuries didn't seem to be a factor. And those who we expected to, stand out or perform did so. Wiggins was the team's leading scorer overall. And if I do check my statistics here, it does look like he was averaging 15.2 points a game, close to 8 rebounds as well in the 5 games that he played. Shot fairly well also at 50% from the 2, 6 from 23 from the 3, but hey, take it in perspective. And he also did make 18 of his 25 free throws. He also did average a steal and just over a block a game as well in the player who had played the most minutes. We expect something like this from Wiggins. This is his time to shine. He could have been playing on the cadet team, but he's playing up, and he shows that he can play with these older kids. Like, he doesn't do that already. He was great this tournament. Trey Lyles also, big talent, was also the talk of the first 3 games, or the preliminary round games, averaging what seemed like 16 points and close to 16 rebounds. But he kind of tailed off towards the last 2 games. I guess teams had kind of zoned and focused in on him and how to stop him. He would end the tournament averaging 13.6 points and what seemed like 13 rebounds, I think it was, overall, also with a steal and just over an assist as well. Trey Lyles is obviously a talent, and I think this was his coming out party to the world. He's already a known commodity in the U.S. high school ranks, and this is just kind of upping his stock going into his next season. If I'm not mistaken, his junior year of high school, and of course Xavier Rathen-Mays, this guy might have come off as a surprise for some people, but we know he had talent. Very highly recruited out of Huntington Prep right now, going into his senior year. He averaged 14.8 points, actually second to Andrew Wiggins on the team. And he did also manage to grab four rebounds a game. So let's dish out just over an assist, and also just about 1.5 steals per game. Also, he's a great talent, and I guess these, if you want to just keep these three names in mind, these three will be spearheading what could be a very good team for next summer's FIBA U19 World Championship. I guess next year. Now, I guess the big games for them were against Argentina and Brazil. Brazil was the game that knocked them out of the gold medal contention. And the Argentina games, the first one was the end, well, was in the preliminary round, and the second one was for the bronze. And two traditionally strong programs at the international level, and the team did hang in. People might view this loss to Brazil as a downer or as a black mark on what otherwise was a great tournament for Canada, but I think we have to look at it as progress, and that's probably going to be the key. Well, my key takeaway from this tournament for this junior men's national team, it wasn't an accident that they won the bronze. The talent is there. It was just a matter of the talent coming together and playing to the level that we as fans and observers expected them to play at. And they crushed the teams that they should have been beating at, with that kind of vigor. And they were competitive, and they hung in with the teams that we expected them to have their toughest games against. And if I'm not mistaken, it might have been just a matter of 2 points in that game against Argentina. Yes, it was actually 68-66 for Canada, and it could have gone either way. Both teams did not shoot the ball well from the free throw line, not particularly well from the 3-point line either. And I mean, three made free throws of the missed 11 from Argentina, and that could easily have been their bronze medal. So I mean, Canada did hang in with all their games, and I mean, that's what I want to focus on. These guys are showing that there is progress on a national level, and it's not just occurring in, let's say, a class or one set of players or age group. If we can all just think back to the year of Tristan Thompson, Corey Joseph, these are the guys who were kind of, I guess, spearheading that rise in Canadian talent. And I mean, quite usually there might have been a drop off from that success to the following class, but they happen to maintain, surprise a few people with the bronze, and then again this class here, or this age group, is still maintaining that level of success, and that's in my mind is progress. It could have easily have been a drop off in talent or a drop off in just success, but there hasn't been. It's been great to see at this level, and it looks like this will be continued going into the U19s for next summer. Now, mind you, you might want to take that with a grain of salt. We're assuming that the entire team comes back and they do get some additional pieces to help, I guess, boost the team's overall talent, maybe even cohesion level. But assuming that everybody comes back, just from this team, and maybe even a few players from the cadet team that will be playing actually this week coming up in their world championships. I don't see there not being a reason for us to expect them to at least, contend for a medal at the world championships next year. I know that when I posted a story on the web on RaptorsHQ.com, someone had made a comment about how he was how I might have might be overestimating our talent level, for next summer. And I don't think it's so much overestimating, but a progressed expectation. With the talent that we have currently, plus the rising talent that we have following, I don't find it to be ridiculous or outlandish to think that, you know, a medal contention is reasonable. Now, do I think that they're going to win a gold? You know, not at this point. Our talent level may not be at the same height as some of these other teams in Europe, in Australia, for instance, or even in Asia. But a bronze medal, an outside chance, I think that's reasonable. I don't know, fans, what do you think? The talent's there. Why not set the bar high? It doesn't make sense for us for me particularly, to set the bar lower than I would want them to perform. And I'm sure that the players themselves wouldn't expect anything less from the, you know, either. So reasonably speaking, yes, contention for a medal next summer is possible with this current crop of talent. Of course, Wiggins, Lyles, Rathen Mays, players like Dwayne Notis, Kaz Akeen, Connor Morgan, even Matthew Antwi, guys like, actually, and Tyler Ennis, I don't know how I forgot him. Guys like this, or players like this, could definitely use a little, a little extra boost from our cadet team. And I mean, the cadet team isn't looking too bad either. So, you know, again, progression at this current FIBA Americas Championship, possibly lending to an outside contention for a medal next summer. I don't know, fans, what do you think? I think it's reasonable. If you think I'm crazy, I mean, by all means, shoot me an email, shoot me a comment on after the podcast or at raptorshq.com or on Facebook at the Canball Report. You never know, right? I'd love to hear what my listeners are saying or thinking about something like this. So yeah, you know, once we're done, yeah, you know, when you get a second, if you have that burning opinion, please shoot it my way. I'd be more than happy to interact with you. And yeah, bottom line, junior national team at this point, bronze medal, FIBA Americas Championship, progression in the right direction for next summer's world championships in Europe. Now, I guess just the switching tracks here. Again, big shout to the junior men's national team for that bronze medal. But I'm going to have to pay respects to our senior women's national team, who will be beginning their Olympic qualifying this Monday, June the 25th, in Ankara, Turkey. Very good chance for them to pick up a qualifying bid into the Olympics for August. Five teams advanced. There were 12 teams. It's very possible, and in my opinion, very likely that they advance into that Olympics in London. So a big shout to our ladies. Best of luck. Of course, we can only expect the highest level, and we'll see what happens. The games are going to be early morning if you're awake, people. 7:15 a.m. is what I'm calculating Eastern time for the two games in the pool rounds for our ladies. Monday, they play Mali at 7:15, which should be the win game for our team. And then Tuesday, they play the other team in the pool, which is France, a little tougher. They did lose by just about 21 points in the last tune-up before this qualifying tournament against the Les Bleus. So, I mean, we'll see what happens this time around. This is for all the marbles, so I imagine that it'll be uber competitive. The qualifying round does start Thursday. So if they can just win one game, get out of that pool, their shots are, the shot to get to London will be vastly improved. So again, guys, big shout to our junior men's national team. Look out for our senior women this week. And, we're going for London. And that's it for me. You know where to find me. Twitter at Canball Report, Facebook, the Canball Report, and also raptorshq.com. You can find my stuff there, as well as all over the internet. Until next time, my name is Canball Ray, and remember, basketball was invented by a Canadian. Peace.